Inside Mac.
For Friday, September 1st, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Investing in Apple stock is known to be a bumpy ride, but investors say it's worth it. Why would a PC OEM exec throw windows out of the building in a New York minute? And a new way of learning. Investors have been watching Apple closely and often wonder why there hasn't been a new iPod. They've seen the good and the bad press about the Cupertino company, and they stand firm in their belief of the company's growth potential. According to CNN Money, 22 out of 25 analysts rate the stock a buy or strong buy. Even though iPod sales have slowed down a little, analysts think the company has been effective in broadening its product line as it remains the leading innovator in the computer industry. They are also saying not to worry about the lack of a new iPod. Tim Deal, who is a senior analyst with Technology Business Research, said the market tends to overreact to the lack of product introductions. He remains optimistic that the company will launch a new product that will restore confidence in the iPod line very quickly. As the digital music player competition is intensifying, Apple has been successful in fighting off its competition because, as one analyst says, the Apple ecosystem lends people to keep buying iPods. Even though Apple has only a 5% share of the PC market in the U.S., sales have been growing at a double-digit pace thanks to Apple's easy-to-use software and its reliable operating system. And with the transition to Intel-based Macs and its ability to run Windows, Apple could increase its market share as more consumers migrate to Macs. The report said with the addition of Schmidt, who is known as an anti-Microsoft guy, Apple may have its sights on competing for more business with larger corporate customers. Apple is known for being unpredictable, but longer-term investors have been rewarded because over the past 2 years, the stock has tripled in value, far outperforming its competitors. PC Magazine's Jim Lauterbach had a change of heart recently, as he is known for not being a friend of the Mac. But in a recent column, he stated that he likes the 17-inch Intel iMac he recently bought, and that some of Apple's recent moves left him even more impressed. He began by describing the outward appearance as being breathtaking thanks to the ease with which users can swap out SATA hard drives and add RAM. And in describing the new version of OS X, he said it's also impressive. He added, after a recent tour, I found myself constantly asking, when will Vista do that? According to Lauterbach, he spoke with Michael Dell and an anonymous PC OEM exec, who both said they'd be more than happy to sell PCs running OS X and claimed they'd throw out Windows out of the building in a New York minute and deliver a 100% OS X lineup if only Apple would let them. Even though Mr. Lauterbach still claims to be a Windows fan, he wrote, Microsoft is vulnerable, the Windows empire has cracks, and the products coming from Apple have broad appeal. The lawsuit against two reporters in China has been reduced. According to the Associated Press, after demanding $3.8 million in damages and the local court's agreement to freeze the personal assets of the two journalists, Foxconn reduced its demand for damages to 12 cents, saying the demands were reduced to avoid blurring the issue. And because of the ongoing public attention, the Chinese government has now ordered Foxconn to let its more than 200,000 workers set up a trade union. Usually, China doesn't allow independent labor organizing, but recently it has been pushing companies with foreign investors to allow the state-sanctioned labor groups. According to the report, the new union would be affiliated to the government's All-China Federation of Trade Unions. Meanwhile, Hanhai Precision Industry, which is the parent company of Apple's iPod manufacturing partner Foxconn, achieved a 43% gain in second quarter profit on demand for music players and mobile phones. Bloomberg said that the new income climbed to $12.8 billion from $8.9 billion a year earlier. The company is presently competing for Apple's laptop business and also boosted earnings by supplying parts for Motorola's Razr phone and Sony's PlayStation consoles. According to the report, the first 6 months net income climbed 40% to $22.8 billion from a year earlier, and sales expanded 30% to $359.5 billion. Coming up, how has technology changed the way teachers teach and students learn? When the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD-XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD-XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast-quality video. Video clips from DVD-XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Apple has posted a virtual tour of the New York Apple Store on their website. The tour lets visitors explore the computer shop, including the way it looks at night and dawn. The architecture of the store and the 45-foot combined Genius Bar, iPod Bar, and the studio is also visible in the tour. Check it out at www.apple.com/hot news. Apple has updated its Hot Deals site with the latest offerings from Club Mac, Ramjet, and Sweetwater Sound. Club Mac has deals on Mac-compatible hardware and software products, including ScanSnap from Fujitsu, Adobe Acrobat 7, the Epson Perfection 4490, and Microtech's ScanMaker i800 is featured as well. Ramjet has deals on Mac-compatible RAM upgrades, including 2GB RAM kit for the MacBook Pro, 1GB RAM kit for the dual-core PowerMac G5, 1GB RAM module for the iBook G4, and 2GB RAM kit for the original iMac G5. And lastly, Sweetwater Sound is offering deals on Mac-compatible hardware and software products, including Roland SH-201 49-key analog modeling synthesizer, a 1-in-1 out MIDI Sport compact MIDI USB interface from M-Audio, the ArtTube MP Project Series USB Tube preamp is also being offered. This is just a small sample of the deals that are available. If you want more information, check out the Apple Hot Deals site at www.hotdeals.apple.com. Who would have known that the iPod would not only be a fashion statement, but also be regarded as essential for the next generation? Mac News World said those born from about 1980 to 1994 need their education information to be delivered in technology-savvy ways. Today's students want to be quickly immersed in information from multiple media. What they don't want is a traditional lecture. Jim Jorsted, who is a director of educational technology from Wisconsin La Crosse, said students are not learning 8 to 5, they're learning 24/7. Changes are coming to the classroom as well to better fit the needs of the new students. The students are used to working in groups, so instead of sitting in desks that are all faced one way, classrooms are incorporating U-shaped tables, and libraries are incorporating restaurant-style booths, all to help foster group work. The report goes on to say that the emerging education tool is podcasting. Teachers are using the information that can be downloaded to an iPod to range from classroom lectures and art gallery exhibitions to music and language lessons. The new way of learning involves movement, whether it is having wheels on a desk chair so they can move to another table during group work, or using an iPod to review a section of the science lesson. The new students want their education to be portable. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. Have a great 3-day weekend, and I'll talk to you on Tuesday on the Inside Mac Minute.